The Maine Senate overwhelmingly approved a measure today that would require a new analysis of the purported greenhouse gas reductions associated with Central Maine Power's proposal to bring hydroelectricity from Canada to New England. Fred Beffer reports.
CMP wants to build a new billion-dollar transmission system through Western Maine to serve a contract with Massachusetts. It's called the New England Clean Energy Connect, or NECEC. Senator Brownie Carson, a Harpswell Democrat, says the project has stirred wide opposition in Maine, especially in Somerset and Franklin counties, which would host some 53 miles of new power line corridor through the region's woodlands.
Many believe that the project must be questioned. They are concerned about the impacts on the ground, and many want to know if the claims about the project being good for the climate are real, because that can help them and us all as policymakers balance the overall costs and benefits to Maine.
CMP has argued that despite the project's on-the-ground effects, it would be an environmental boon, adding to the region's supply of low-carbon energy resources. The state's Public Utilities Commission and Governor Janet Mills agree with that view. But Canada's Hydro-Québec has largely been a no-show in state regulatory proceedings, and opponents say there is no verifiable evidence that global greenhouse gas emissions would actually be reduced. Senator Carson says that regulators may have determined that the project would reduce New England's contribution to climate change, but that doesn't mean that Hydro-Québec would actually increase production of low CO2 hydroelectricity.
We need to understand the full picture, not just the limited view of New England. As policymakers, we owe it to our constituents, the people of Maine, to provide this level of due diligence, because we are being asked by Massachusetts and the developers of this project to accept a lot of impact on Maine in areas that are special to Maine people.
The bill Carson introduced would require a comprehensive third-party analysis of the project's net effects on CO2 production throughout the territory served by Hydro-Québec. Originally, it would have required that the Department of Environmental Protection consider the results of the report before issuing CMP a permit for the project, but that language was dropped during committee review. So it's unclear if the analysis would have any direct impact on CMP's efforts to win a DEP permit. But opponents nonetheless are encouraged by the measure's initial passage. Sandra Howard directs an opposition group called Say No to NECEC.
And so we're finding that our state leaders are really not only listening to concerns that the majority of Mainers have about this project, but they're taking action. And they likely have some of the same concerns themselves, judging on the way the vote went today.
And it was a lopsided bipartisan vote of 30-4. That would be more than enough to support an override of a potential veto from Governor Mills. Her office did not respond to requests for comment, but at a press conference last month unveiling her proposal for a new climate council, she said existing studies of the CMP project's CO2 effects were, quote, sufficient. The bill now goes to the House, which could provide an early test of whether lawmakers are ready to mount a serious challenge to the new governor over several pending measures that could slow or even stop the CMP project. CMP lobbyists, meanwhile, are out in force in Augusta this week. In a press statement, CMP officials say only that the company believes that the legislature will, quote, thoughtfully consider the Carson bill's impacts as its implications come to light. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.